News Hit.
Morning, Naomi Lynch with you. A group of Gold Coasters is being commended today, more than 3 years after rescuing a woman from a burning car at Palm Beach after the vehicle ran off the road and into a power pole. A group of onlookers rushed to help the injured driver and pull her from her car. The group's among 74 others being honoured today with the Governor-General's Australian Bravery Awards for their self-sacrifice to help others. Police are looking for a woman following a string of armed robberies and car thefts on Friday night. A 29-year-old man was arrested over the alleged incidents following a four-hour standoff with police at a Ferry Road service station that night. He's due in court today on 15 offences all up. While investigators have also released a CCTV image of a woman wanted for questioning, alleging she was with the man earlier in the night but was dropped off at another location before the siege. A number of traffic crashes on the coast overnight. A motorbike rider coming off his machine on Gold Coast Springbrook Road in the hinterland yesterday evening, while one person needed hospitalisation after a two-car prang at the corner of Collier Quays and Robina Town Centre Access Road at Robina around 8 p.m. Then there was a two-vehicle accident at the corner of Brisbane and Government Road at Labrador. Flu figures are continuing to climb. Despite initial predictions the season had hit an early peak and diagnosis would be dialing back by now, Dr. Brad Mackay says the worst now looks yet to come.
The latest figures coming through are actually saying that it's continuing to increase.
And works are underway on a new crossing at Mudrabar up the road from Somerset College. It's making things safer for pedestrians and kids walking to school, but access from Somerset Drive to the Mill Shopping Centre will be shut off for around 2 weeks. To sport, and Steve Smith is in doubt for the third Ashes test later this week after a knock to the back of the head over the weekend. The second test at Lord's ended in a draw this morning. Smith was withdrawn from the final day of play after being diagnosed with concussion. And Suns coach Stewie Dew doesn't think it can get much worse for his team after a 70-point thrashing at the hands of Hawthorn. Dew wants his young team to head into 2020 on a high, not a whimper.
We've got a summer to work on it, but obviously the side note is we've also got four more quarters for those young lads to play against quality opposition and go again and test their resilience to back up.
And you can get more news on demand whenever you want by downloading our app via your smart speaker or through our website.